USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, part of the team responsible for America's exit from the 20-year Afghan war, says he knows how many Americans remain in country.
We believe the number of those who have American citizenship, many of them dual nationals, who remain in Afghanistan, is somewhere around 100.
The State Department said after the press conference that it does not have the, quote, reliable means, end quote, to back up Blinken's claim because there are no personnel in country. President Biden should return to Washington Tuesday after vacationing in Delaware. His schedule has him visiting New Jersey and New York with only Hurricane Ida damage assessments in his plans. Wichita, Kansas police are reporting one person has died and seven others are hurt following a shooting in Wichita, Kansas very early Tuesday morning. A 30-year-old man was killed, two others received life-threatening injuries, and three were taken to hospitals with serious injuries. Police are still looking for the shooter. This is USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nina! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
The United States must stay strong against the Taliban. Republican Congressman Chuck Fleischman from Tennessee on Newsmax TV Monday was talking Afghanistan.
See, there were about three provinces that were still up for grabs. They are no longer up for grabs. The Taliban, unfortunately, has complete, at least military control over Afghanistan. That's troubling. The Taliban, by their very nature, are troubling. We're seeing problems with women, obviously, but we are seeing the main problem, that they are keeping planes with Americans from leaving the country. We're going to have to be very strong in our resolve as Americans.
Thousands of protesters took to the streets of Kabul, Afghanistan Tuesday. In response, the Taliban have fired warning shots to disperse the crowd. Video footage from the scene shows people running to safety while heavy gunfire can be heard in the background. Protesters also chanted anti-Pakistan slogans, as reported by the BBC. USA Radio News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The way the United States withdrew from Afghanistan cost American military lives and has created such a chaotic circumstance, nobody knows anything, as there are zero American officials in Afghanistan right now. American citizens have gone into Afghanistan to rescue American brothers and sisters. In fact, six passenger jets filled with our people and deserving Afghans are not being allowed to fly out of country. Republican Representative Rob Whitman from Virginia tells Newsmax TV he's very concerned for the safety of the hostages.
I am very concerned. These Americans are being held against their will. They are indeed hostages by any definition. And now we hear uncertainty coming out from the administration. The comments by the State Department are, well, we don't have people on the ground. We're not sure about what's going on, but we're certainly willing to help. That sounds like to me a complete disconnect by this administration. The president should have this on the front burner. He should be all about getting Americans out of Afghanistan. He should be all about telling the Taliban, under no circumstances will you hold these Americans. You will let them go. And if you do not allow them to leave Afghanistan, there will be immediate and severe consequences for that. That's what leadership is about. But the reason we find ourselves in this situation is truly the doing of the president. And that is this chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan, where we have no diplomatic presence on the ground, and the president said he was going to help get Americans out. Doesn't look like to me there's a whole lot of help going on today.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.